Sarah is a fool. Where the changes move, spring is here. Reproductive land. He's a one who likes all our pretty songs and likes to sing at home and likes to shoot his gun.
All right, guys, this is take two because really? We went off the rail. But
can we talk about local shit like
that? I don't know. Can we?
Can we?
No, probably not a good idea.
Yeah, maybe we'll get sued.
Yeah, for like libel.
That'd be the what best publicity ever.
Well, you need controversy.
Don't use a name. Don't use a name.
Controversy.
Just say allegedly. You can say whatever you want.
Allegedly.
Someone that owns a local business.
That owns a local business. He divorced his wife because she fucked Sturgill Simpson.
Badass.
I mean, the look on your face, you looked at me very redeeming, like, yeah, badass.
Welcome back.
Yeah, so, welcome back, guys. This is,
I think infidelity is too cool.
Pretty much fucking rules.
It ain't happening to me, man.
I remember when you watched, what was that movie?
Get Better Dick.
What was that fucking movie where the wife cheated with the husband?
Oh, yeah, Richard Gere.
Yeah, and you watched that and you came to me and you're like, dude, never fucking watch that movie if you ever want to think that your wife is not cheating on you.
No, man, sir, gentlemen.
What movie?
No,
Dick Gere.
Oh,
fuck, man. It's Richard Gere.
Pretty Woman.
It's one of the
son of a bitch.
2000, 2001, 2002.
Pretty Woman 2.
Pretty Woman 3.
Fuck, man. She has an affair of an Italian.
Oh, was it Unfaithful?
Yeah. Unfaithful, yes.
Oh, yeah, because Diane Lane's like, who wants to see my titties?
And
we all raised our hands. And high five. Pat was so excited about that high five.
But 10 years later, you don't want to see them. Those fucking things probably look like the woman on something Mary.
Yeah. Dead tits.
For the longest time, I've got Diane Keaton and Diane Lane confused, so 15 years ago, Kenny would have been really, really disappointed in this conversation. Welcome back, guys. This is our next installment of Through Being Cool / Kinky Wet and Wild. And, of course, we're up in through God's studio. Kinky. Yeah, Through Being Kinky. We're doing God's work. It's very kinky. I'm Kenny.
Wes Carter.
Nick.
Patrick.
All right, and we're restarting this because I made a bad decision earlier. So
R.I.P. gay dance clubs.
Yes, holy shit. We're not talking about it again.
Diet's got you scared.
You got me scared?
I think you lost 20 pounds and a sense of bravery.
Waiting on the diet, right?
You're losing your edge, brother.
I know. Well, I was wanting to go in to talk about how shitty Sturgill Simpson was, but everybody already knows that.
No, I don't like country at all.
Right.
I mean, I like what you guys are doing, and I like that Wheeler Walker stuff, but like...
Past that,
country, it's... Like I said when we were talking about it, like, I don't know the difference between what you're doing and Watermelon Crawl.
Nothing. That's what I'm hoping. If I can get it as successful as Watermelon Crawl, then I'm doing something right.
Kenny will be paying us to do the podcast.
This podcast is brought to you by a song that sounds like Watermelon Crawl.
Well, dude, you gotta start doing like spoofs. Do like Melon Stumble.
What the fuck is that?
It's a spoof of Watermelon Crawl.
That would be like Berry Stumble. Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like, if you drink, don't drive, do the Berry Stumble. Sing that sounds terrible.
Sing songs about Boone's Farm.
Right. If you drop, don't fumble, do the Berry Stumble.
Dude, if you could make 30 one bucks. Country song.
That's all I need.
One country song that does as good as like... Garth Brooks did with the Achy Breaky
but
Heart.
Then, that's the best I've ever heard. What Garth Brooks did with the Achy Breaky Heart.
The real popular one.
All of his songs are hits. Garth Brooks, man.
What was the first one, though?
I Got Friends.
Yeah, that song.
Oh, yeah, but then they expect you to make more songs that are like bigger hits.
Because you make another gazillion, trillion dollars.
I just want the initial money.
Pyramid of cans and a pale moonlight.
Talking about Lord being about ready. Need a male pan just a living for the pussy.
That shit is so much better than that. There were nights where I'd go into the living room, like to get something, you know, go to the kitchen to grab a drink or something, and like Nick would be sitting in the living room at the computer, fucking blasting Alabama.
Oh shit!
What was that? Have you ever told the Don't Say That About Alan Jackson story?
I don't know if I have. I feel like we might have went over that. We've never done this. I feel like we went over this, but well, like the very first time we ever did this, I feel like we covered this.
No, you didn't cover it.
Oh, really? Well, now that I'm on the spot, guys, I guess I'll tell you the story.
If it's good shit, tell it again.
It's okay shit, but yeah, now you know, like, I won't ever be able to like retell it. I guess in the same light. But let's talk. So you're
saving it for his 1 hour special. Yeah.
Right. I've got bits, guys, and we're fucking ruining them right now. If anybody that knew me knew that I was a church going individual by force. As a child, the force of Jesus, and we were going on a church trip. Me and my buddy were sitting there on one of the shitty old church buses, and we were singing some shit, Alabama, or what was it, Alan Jackson, and we were making fun of him. And this fucking mongoloid fucking turns around, and she looks me dead in the eye, and she said, "Don't do that to Alan Jackson." And I fucking shut up. And I did not do that to Alan Jackson.
On church trips, did like you ever get it?
No.
Were there ever kids getting it?
I don't know. I was real young. I quit going on church trips when I realized, like, hey, I can drive, and I don't need to fuck around with riding on a bunch of fucking kids in a bus or a fucking shit van.
Just like in general, did you ever get it?
Get what? Jesus?
Pussy.
The Holy Spirit? No, I never did. Not on church
trips. That's a no to both of them.
Right, yeah.
Get that church pussy.
Yeah. I'm up in that church pussy, dog.
I got a hand job in church, man.
Did you?
Yeah.
I got a hand job in Fight Club, and there was some old lady sitting beside me.
Wait, hold on now. Oh. In Fight Club or at a Fight Club?
No, well, both, really.
Fighting
to keep cum from coming out of my fucking pant leg.
Ian Wesley, like, first rule of Fight Club, jack off the new guy. Second rule of Fight Club, don't tell anybody about how you jacked off the new guy.
Third rule, jack off the dude that's been here the longest.
I was picturing Kenny with that long-ass curly hair getting ready to fight a motherfucker.
With a hard on.
Yeah. This was before the diet.
Yeah.
Dude, you
this
look
is
so
fat
trim.
Fuck Fight Club. This is
name of the episode. I got a hand job at Fight Club.
I got a hand job at Fight Club. No, I got a hand job while watching Fight Club, and I had to walk out in all this fucking cum pants.
Wait.
And fucking go home and shower.
Wait, why didn't you just go on?
Because I couldn't pull my dick out.
Wait.
In the fucking middle of the movie
so
with
she
an
put
old
her hand like in
hey, your
your
wife. Yeah. Your wife don't listen to this podcast, does she?
Oh, she knows. I mean, she married me.
Okay.
So
she knows I'll see her face.
But no, yeah, that I couldn't just whip my dick out and be like, hey, lady, watch this happen. I know you're interested in the movie, but this is about to get real weird.
Do you have any, like, weird memories where, like, if you go to a movie theater now, your dick gets, like, a little bit hard just in case?
No, no, now I've turned into fucking old man where it's like, I go to the movie theater now, and I'm like, these seats are too close. That's my worries at the movie theater.
Whose baby is this?
Right. Somebody won't shut the fuck up. It's not that funny.
I can't come with this baby's here.
I can't come with this baby's.
So Ken getting a hand job in Fight Club, you're all laid back.
Yeah. Right. Well, I don't know. I mean, you can't even. Have you been to the movies?
Well, the girl's jacking you off, and there's an old lady sitting beside you, and so she's just like going and slowly.
Yeah, she thought I've just brought my pet hamster in my pocket, I guess.
When you came, did you realize that you actually were not on a date?
I was like,
no, that you were by yourself.
It was actually the old lady.
Oh, dude.
That's perfect.
That was the old lady looks at Kenny and licks her hand.
It was Project Mayhem. That's what it was. That's what we coined it. Me and the old lady, we're pen pals still.
Did you get a double from an old lady that's spitting in her hand? Right.
she was actually fingering my ass. It was.
Oh, speaking of. Have you seen Ali Wong's new special?
No, I don't even know who Ali Wong is.
Man, she is hilarious.
I fell asleep when she was talking about giving her husband HPV.
Yeah.
It seems like something that should have been discussed prior to a marriage.
She right, talks so about I've got it.
You don't know. Sometimes you don't know. I talked about this last week. I thought I had it. I just had a horrible case of...
the rot dick.
How'd you get dick rot? I don't want
you
to remember.
Remember when I posted the picture on Twitter of me sitting in a sauna that said, I wonder how many people's balls have sweat in the sauna.
No.
My whole cock.
Now you got to put your dick in a water chute when you go into
the place. The old lady showed up and jerked Wes off in the sauna.
Just this weird old lady right
there. She just never washes that hand.
I think so I got jock itch from the sauna or fungal infection. Had to take antibiotics. On my cock. It was hugging my cock like I had a constant sheet of... Or a sock of insulation, like house insulation around my dick. That's what it felt like.
Do you do that too?
Just cover your dick.
Do you do that too?
Yeah. Make an insulation Fifi.
Mesothelioma dick.
I make a Fifi out of
James
insulation.
T. Sokolov.
Fucking Fifi.
You know what Fifi is?
Explain Fifi.
It's a fake pussy they make in jail.
So fake pussy you make in jail. You take a pair of socks, like tube socks. And then you put a glove inside of it, and then put some lube in there.
That would be good.
Do you know? Innovation would be put it inside of a fucking toilet paper roll.
Well, no, the other one is you get a sponge and you push it into a toilet paper.
Well, that's
paper
a fancy.
Oh,
that's fancy.
Well, yeah, the other one is you hold a smaller dude down, you fucking big fuck.
That's that jail
I'm
pussy.
I'm Timmy D, my Fifi.
You make that.
I can't fit my dick into a toilet paper roll.
I can't fit my dick into Timmy D.
He's too tight.
He actually quit coming over. Got awkward a couple times, and then I never heard from him again.
Old lady.
So Nick, you're saying you're thick as shit because I can fucking swiggle a toilet paper roll around. I can hula hoop a toilet paper roll.
I think you're the one who said when we were talking about dick sizes, you were like, I'm like a tuna can, and I was like, really? He goes, I can hit all the sides, but I'm nowhere near the bottom. Exactly. You got a fucking dick plate.
Well, dick plate.
old dick plate.
Corningware. They called him in his first sex club. His first fight club.
Would you go to an actual...
Can you call jerking off going to fight club?
Right.
Would you ever go to an actual fight club?
Oh, no.
No, he would get too
dude's
hard.
Dude, my shirt's off. Make me uncomfortable.
Because you don't know what to do.
Right.
Well, I wish that old lady was here to help me out.
God damn. She taught me, and I forgot. It's been
so you
I'd
shot.
Go, but I would watch.
That spacey shit we're talking about, too, because...
I don't want to get hit in the head.
Dude, does everybody at Fight Club have to watch? Or watch? God damn it. Does everybody at Fight Club have to fight?
First night there, you got to fight, man. You should... I mean, I would say you've seen the
But what if you just go in and lie to him and be like, I was here last week, and you didn't even fucking see me.
Dude,
you don't remember the rules of Fight Club because you were getting jerked off.
Right, yeah.
What if you came and you realized it was Tyler Durden getting jacked off?
So... It at was. The movie theater, like you're so. You're, how close was this lady? We haven't addressed.
I next in the next balls. Seat.
She was in the next seat. I
like
am.
One seat over.
Yeah.
What?
I was like 16 or 17.
So,
I was like,
so
I didn't give a fuck.
Elbows and some geriatric.
Yeah.
Your girlfriend.
Yeah, I was like 16 or 17.
Coolest.
I was. Did you try and hold her hand?
Just trying to get
like,
mine.
Before you came,
she's like, I'm gonna go.
I'm going big.
You grab her hand. You're like, it's kind of a threesome.
Yeah, it's the closest
so
I'll ever get.
In your pants,
huh?
The back of the hole. What?
Fucking curl. She only washes her hair once a week, and you're messing it up.
Oh my god.
So were you like fighting?
That old lady's lucky he didn't shoot her fucking chin. Only 16, dude. You were blowing powerful.
Oh, though. Dude. You just saw.
The dude in front of you was lucky at that point.
Oh, dude. The dude in front of me.
You're that horny getting a hand job? You're
yeah.
Everybody
you're fight
three rolls
up. Yeah, I was in Fight Club. I was fighting to get this dick sucked.
So I just imagine like you like getting your jack off on and like you're sitting there like fighting over the elbow over the arm rest.
I can't go unless I'm very comfortable.
You guys are worried about the old lady. Everybody in the first four rows ahead of him. He was 16. Yeah.
Well, you gotta think, I was 16, so it's not like it was like a fucking extravaganza. It was like, hey, just fucking look at this for a minute.
Dude,
and, now I'm done, right?
When I was jerking off when I was 16, I would be aiming for the piece of paper or the sock or whatever. I would shoot it on the wall like...
Oh,
I can go back to back, like do it and then just keep going.
You guys ever been laying
no
down
refractory
cleared
period.
Your own head?
No.
Oh, I've shot my own fucking mouth
go.
And
have you really?
My nut. Yeah.
Oh, I just don't find myself that attractive, I guess. Oh shit!
It was like ectoplasm in Mexico. Yeah,
it was like just Mexican ectoplasm.
Vacation load. I think it's a thing.
It's insane.
I was in Florida and I thought I had just spilled. I thought Elmer's glue had fallen in my
You
lap.
Dropped a donut on yourself.
It was so cool. To the point where Emily, like, it's still. She's like, "Are you done?" I was like, "I don't think so." And it's just still coming out.
And then we were done. He was holding it real thick.
Yeah, right. Yeah, he was giving a big like fucking catcher's mitt. And then he's like, he realized like, "Oh shit, they can see me. Hang on."
Are you guys
and then he went back down to like two fingers.
The only one in here with a fucking man sized cock.
You guys trying to start some podcast shit?
Yeah.
Yes.
Let's come in and talk about your big dick.
Talk about your big dick.
You're not going to come here. Talk about your big dick.
This is our little dick studio.
God's studio.
Right, this is God's studio. This is an average size, Bible thumping, Bible believing, Bible belting, little dick having motherfuckers in this studio.
Man, I thought God's studio was more like a gangstar type thing. I didn't know you were making a Christianity
joke. Let me finish that sentence for you.
Today, whenever I went kayaking this morning with a buddy of mine,
call it all day.
Yakking. I went yakking. Mm. And we were standing at this rock that everybody jumps off, and I looked up, and we were just kind of like looking at it because it's kind of cool looking. And I go, man, can you believe that's 5,000 years old?
How many people said yes? That's the true test of like,
I couldn't tell if I was fucking
right. We need to go.
Like, it's beautiful.
It's Nick religious.
You think about that shit too. People are jumping off of a bank. We wouldn't do that shit at our age. I ain't jumping off of shit.
No, I jump in.
When I was in the Azores, I jumped off 2 45-foot waterfalls.
That's you insane. Crazy. Fuck that. I wouldn't do that at 16. I was getting hand jobs in the face.
I had a helmet on.
We get it, kid. Yeah. I jacked off once.
Yeah. So, guys, guess what happened?
I had a helmet, but what about when you hit the water and your legs?
I had a helmet on. It was doctor prescribed. Is that what it was?
There are shoes that are made for it.
I was forced to wear a helmet. It was not a thing. I wasn't a safety guy.
It's real safe. I was like, why are you wearing a fucking helmet?
Doughboy told me a story about a kid jumping off a bridge, and when he hit the water, he started screaming.
What?
He broke his feet.
Holy fuck.
He was screaming.
Look at your face.
Just crying.
The scream.
Just thinking like...
about witch or some shit.
I love when somebody does something
like Carrie. Like,
you could have fucking told me that you went and got bread at the store, and I would have laughed at that.
When something goes horribly wrong in a way that the person wasn't expecting, and they just immediately react in the person. When someone thinks, watch someone just like minding their own business and a bug get like this close to
like they spin and they fucking.
Well, your favorite thing at the video store was waiting till winter and watching people fall.
Oh, yeah. I used to sit at the. We used to. I'll admit to this now because I worked there. I would go outside and pour water on the sidewalk in front of the video store. And then you would watch people take a step and slide into the door, and all you'd hear is me like, laughing.
Do you guys want to hear another kid screaming story?
Yes.
Yes.
I love hand jobs. I love kids screaming. I never shut those.
This is Pod. Yeah, this is Pod's favorite podcast. I almost said.
There was a reason why God put me in church all those years ago.
Right.
When He got me back into church. There was a reason I was going. It was for this story. So this church had a gym in it, and everybody was playing after a potluck, which was badass because it was like a chili cook-off.
Let me jump in on potlucks. Fuck potlucks. I don't know those people. I don't know where their fucking hands have been.
Rapped about it.
Yeah, not a fan of potluck. All right, go ahead.
But this isn't going to be as good because we've calmed down. But
and I interrupted.
So. I was hanging out with my buddy's little kid, and we were throwing the beanbag back and forth across
Fight Club. I'm about to throw the beanbag up in this little kid.
So I'm all the way.
I'm all the way across the fucking thing, right? All the way across the gym. And I ran
and I'm
back.
Chucking this little fucker with a beanbag.
I throw the beanbag and he's like, he's got his hands out and it pops him in the eye. And there was a brief pause and then that scream, that shrill. But it like top like.
You realize you broke somebody's kid? Immediately, just like, get Nick's helmet. They don't have health care.
But I need it.
What are you doing?
What if I fall? What if I fall off a waterfall? Yeah.
That's what it sounded like.
The doctor prescribed it for my head size.
When I was in Mexico, you texted me and said you went canyoning.
Yeah.
So I pictured you in a squirrel suit with a helmet.
Oh, yeah.
400 breaking the speed barrier through the canyon.
I'll show you.
Nick Point Break.
Like they dropped
Is
you
Point
out
of Break like the Thelma and Louise of dudes movies?
I think so.
Okay, just wanted to check. I've never watched it, but everything I've ever seen about it, it always seems like, yeah.
Everything that references Point Break is usually better than Point Break.
Okay.
Like Hot Fuzz references.
Why did they make a fucking remake of that?
Money, man.
Where did they think they were going to get money for Point Break?
From dudes Point Breaking.
Oh. Is that a thing? What is Point Breaking?
I think it's just doing cool shit. Like, if you get a hand job.
So we're Point Breaking.
If you get a hand job at Fight Club, guess what you're doing? Right. You
point break.
Yeah. Hashtag Point Breaking. Start doing that. Start posting pictures of you doing really cool shit.
That would be fucking amazing.
Hashtag Point Breaking.
God damn it. Like, seriously, I need this to happen.
Just be in the, just buy groceries, get away with an extra orange. Hashtag Point Breaking.
Fucking Point Breaking. God damn it. Oh, this is going to take over.
I hope so.
God, I'm starting it. With our Wes walking up in the middle of the podcast and leaving the room. Hashtag Point Breaking.
It
was Jimmy Kimmel. Jimmy Fallon. Same dude. One of those fucking one of them young guys doing the fucking thing.
I had to get my notes, dog.
Oh.
But no, Nick went canyoning.
Okay, let's talk about canyonero.
So are you Point Breaking or just canyoning?
So
hashtag Point Breaking.
It looks badass though.
Hashtag Point Breaking.
It was super badass.
Hashtag Point Breaking.
Shook him. So we went rappelling down waterfall.
Look how fucking
walls.
Happy you are.
I know, dude. Yeah,
God damn it. You even have your helmet on. Damn it. You're the happiest little guy in the world right there.
I know. I jumped off. 16-year-old stuff like
I jumped off 2 45-foot waterfalls. It was fucking incredible.
Dude. Who'd you go with?
Bridget and another couple that we went with. To
what
the
guy with a Kobe tattoo?
I met you the other day, girl.
He's got a Kobe tattoo?
This white guy.
Yeah.
Got a Kobe tattoo. I bet he wished he could take that off over the past few years.
Rapist.
Allegedly. Alleged rapper.
I was busy when she was in the shop, but I was going to ask her if she listened to our podcast.
I was going to ask her. Let's bring this back to us. Yeah.
Hashtag Point Break.
Hashtag Point Break.
Hiked up a mountain.
So Nick, I
y'all Point Breaked all over this motherfucker.
Where is that?
It's in the Azores. It's off the coast of Portugal.
Is that now your fucking your profile picture?
Yeah. I it was incredible.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
That's real shit.
Beautiful.
Motherfucking beautiful, bruh.
You okay, Nick?
What's that?
I farted real bad.
Okay.
Are you okay? You asked him. Is everything all right?
You went on vacation too?
Yeah, but I mean, I went to fucking.
Fuck all y'all's vacations. Number 1 through 5.
These motherfuckers go and do like real shit. I'm like,
now I'm
trying
going
to ride
to France.
Some rides.
I know. Yeah, it's like, you know where I'm going?
Cancun.
To work.
Is not worse.
Yeah, but see, like,
I went to Panama City, Mexico.
But your vacation sounded like eating and swimming. I could do that at Kenny's house. You're talking about looking at mountains. Just show me your photos. I can't ride a roller coaster at any of these places you guys mentioned.
I remember you guys were talking about this.
In the Northwest, and I was like, well, we're just going to go look at the fucking mountains? I don't know.
Thank you.
Hey, man, different strokes rule the world.
That's true.
Strokes at movie theaters.
I knew it. Hashtag Point Breaking.
That's when she started talking shit to me about like, oh, you think you're so fucking cool because you can go real far. Because I'm like, what, y'all going to let me run these mountains and shit?
You want a swing set? Your grown wife looked at you and said, you think you're so cool
you can go real far.
That's right. That's when she was like, yeah, when you guys were.
I think I can smell that fart down here now, by the way.
I'm not feeling too good right now.
Man, you're in God's
Hashtag
studio,
Point Breaking.
I know, man.
Disrespecting God's shit.
Hey, no, man, it's natural, baby.
God shit.
God don't forgive.
God don't forgive.
It was an old dirty bastard. Old dirty bastard. Hashtag point breaking.
Does that feel
That's
up?
The hot springs? Do you jump in that? How hot is it?
Yeah, we did not. Some of them are like boiling.
Crazy. But is that one boiling or that is that
one,
just steamy?
That one was boiling. But,
steamy.
But we did go swim in one of them though.
Two words you really? I never want to use to describe pussy: boiling and steamy.
Right, so you get into something that's natural, right?
Hot and creamy.
I'm into that. I'll do hot and creamy.
Boiling, steamy, hot and creamy.
They dig a hole next to the
so
hot
it's,
springs.
So it's man-made.
And they, no, they dig a hole next to the hot springs.
So who's
and
they?
They cook God. Food in there. The Azorians.
Oh, who's the Azorians?
What's that meat?
What's that meat?
Blood sausage, beef, chicken.
Yo, playa, what's up on that meat?
Chorizo.
Looks like dick meat, right?
I thought we were still looking at the hot springs, because from back there, it was like a little circle that was dark. I was like, dang, there's more hot springs.
They cook that
blood sausage, bitch.
They cook that food in the hot springs.
Okay, so somebody's making profit off of a fucking natural thing.
I told him.
It's geothermal energy.
Yeah.
What I think happens is they want to throw some trash out into a hot spring right. That's how they dispose of it.
That's how it's going to be our next landfill.
Some guy was like, hey, look, that's how they cook food. And he's like, it sure is.
It's going to be. Yeah.
That's the back of a cathedral.
Listen, you got to get it how you get it.
If yeah, how you live. That's
you got to take
awesome
advantage
looking.
Of a hot spring.
Isn't that amazing?
That's fucking
do
crazy.
You, player.
Where was that at?
It's 1,000 miles.
Oh, then I'm not going.
1,000 miles west of Portugal. So it's like 1,000 miles from Portugal, 1,000 miles from Morocco.
If you can find it on a map, I'll give you a dollar.
I can't find Kentucky on a map.
You need no fucking map. We got Google.
We don't need no. If you can drive there using Google Maps, I'll give you $100.
So I want to hear more about this argument where your wife puts you in your place by accusing you.
Was
of
this today?
Yeah.
Okay. It wasn't like. Cause, yeah. How far?
Dude, you don't know how much
did
goddamn
she say
yard
from
work
the handle
I did today either. Like I got piles of brush up back. I've cleaned out.
Did she say that to you from the handlebars of a bully's huffy? Like,
right.
Like what did she?
You think you're better than me? And she's riding off down the street. And you're running behind her. Look how far I can go.
You ain't so bad.
So it's right there.
You ain't
but they have to have a fucking bright red arrow to point there.
Yeah, it's tiny. I mean, there's 9 islands, and the biggest one we went to is about the size of Warren County.
Really?
Yeah, it's itty bitty.
Dude, it's fucking crazy how close you were to Europe, too.
Yeah, it is Europe, technically.
Is it?
It's owned by Portugal.
I got my notes
I'll quit talking about it.
Got some notes. I was going to tell you.
You got a whole goddamn page of notes.
When I was leaving, to do, man. I got to do laundry.
When I was leaving for vacation, I was standing from here to you next to Joe Rogan. Didn't say a fucking word.
And you know what we could have talked about when we were talking about vacation on podcast? That. You wait 14 episodes later and you're like, hey, guess what, guys? This really interesting fact about vacation that we had a 2-hour special dedicated to.
I can confirm
that didn't come
it
up.
Now. Can
didn't
you
come
confirm
up?
His skin is made of hot dogs?
He's red.
Yeah.
Oh, why?
Because he looks like a fucking
he's
beefy
Italian.
Frank. That's racist.
A beefy Frank.
Italians look like hot dogs. Hashtag point breaking.
Point breaking. We can't let that one go. That's
he's
gotta
Italian.
Happen.
My cousins are
if somebody
Italian.
Doesn't fucking
like
bet.
Yeah.
You got your new cousins.
Hey, they're Italian.
Hey, they like a hot dog. Do they like hot dogs?
I don't know if there's so a
get
correlation.
Me back on track here.
There's a you are what you eat joke.
These are all
These
are all notes from today. Y'all want to
so,
hear them?
Hold on.
Ooh,
so,
I'd love.
So you see Joe Rogan, you're so like, how's it going?
What's not gonna talk
didn't say a word to
you. Didn't say
I
a word.
Too.
But you know what? When I pull up next to this motherfucker, I'm listening to him talk to Todd Papa or Tom Papa.
You should have been listening to us or through
to,
being cool.
You know what I'm saying?
And let him overhear
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, been like, hey.
It's you.
I could have been like,
it's you.
Thanks. Hey, you. It's you.
Hey.
Thanks for all the content, bro.
Thanks for all the content.
Thanks for years of great content.
You should be like, hey, man, you talked to Phil Hartman lately?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, okay.
Dang,
yeah,
too
me,
soon.
Right?
Too soon. Yeah. Yeah.
Dead.
For Phil Hartman? Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I miss that guy.
He was
a
Sergeant Bilko. I watched yesterday.
Yeah.
Was it with Randy Travis?
Or Travis
Tripp. Or Travis
Randy. Randy Travis
Tripp. How come you guys aren't going by the name Travis Randy? Travis Randy.
Travis
Randy. Did you ever hear Wesley's idea for a Weird Al tribute band?
No.
He wanted to do a weird. He wanted to Weird Al song.
Yeah.
And call it,
oh my god.
And call it Strange Al. And all it would be
oh
Wesley
god.
Singing the actual songs, but referring to it as a Weird Al band. yeah, I do spoofs Weird Al songs.
And it would just sing the original.
It's just a normal song. So instead of singing I'm fat, he would just sing I'm bad.
Now somebody's going
to
do that.
You wanted to call it Strange Al.
Hashtag Point Breaking.
He's just like, hey, y'all, welcome out to Two Balls. I'm Strange Al. This song's called Bad. And then he
would just play Bad. Oh, my God. That's not bad. That's pretty fucking good.
Pat wants me to meet people.
Oh, yeah, back to the notes.
Back to it.
Hang on.
Pat wants you to meet people that you really look up to and then be like, just bring up some real hurtful shit.
Well, so what's the story with him and Phil and Hill Farm?
What he does with radio.
He was radio together.
They were real close. Yeah. Okay, that's right.
Hey, man.
I didn't kill him.
You looked very, Pat looked guilty when he said he didn't kill him. I don't know that I believe that. You
How
look so guilty.
Have you looked Cole in the face and been like, real bummer about your dad, huh? Like, so fuck you, come to me today.
Oh, my God.
standing next to him in the airport and just like, sure was fucked up how that bitch shot Phil Hartman. I love your podcast.
I love your podcast. That's how you end it.
Introduce yourself as the biggest asshole. Seem genuine about how much you admire his work.
But you
know
really
you'd
do.
End up on this show too. I'm in the airport and this motherfucker comes up to me.
You should, and then as you're walking away, you'd be like, fear's not a factor. Throw the hint inside.
Oh, man.
Act like you have no idea he's done anything else.
Right.
So what's up, Joe Rogan from Fear Factor?
I really liked your show, Fear Factor. When are they going to put that back out? Is Netflix optioning that?
I went to Universal Studios. They had a Fear Factor show. You were nowhere to be found. I have some questions.
Yeah. So is Fear Factor like a spinoff of that one real good band, Fear Factory? Or is that where they just produced it? So
I love his explanation.
A wrong option. They produce Fear Factor songs at Fear Factory. Or Fear Factor. God damn it. Never mind. I got it reversed. But go back to your notes, Wes.
I had a Fear Factory tattoo.
Did you? You did.
Fuck you.
Dude, I used to be a fucking metalhead.
Fear Factory is not metal, though. I guess, is it?
No,
would you consider it metal?
Yeah,
it'd be new metal, right?
It's that weird industrial metal. There's, like we said, sounds like a bunch of guys recording guitar.
I mean, it's
almost,
it's definitely not more metal than the D-Devils.
Mm-mm. Who are the D-Devils?
You don't know about the
D-Devils? No.
We'll show you on break and you decide whether that's worth talking about on the show.
Okay, all right. Why do that? Just, here's a plug. No, you got him pulled.
He introduced it to me.
It's fucking crazy.
I've watched on the daily for about a week.
Really?
Dance with the Devil.
It is terrible.
You might have to trade me seats for a second, Nick, so you can plug in.
The guy's a twisted fire starter, that is for sure.
What is it?
It's
the D-Devil. You just have to turn the
You had a Fear Factory tattoo?
Fuck yeah.
You still have the Sepultura tattoo. Don't you ever get that shit covered up.
Yeah, not Max Capillero either, Sepultura.
Oh, you got the later stuff.
I like this.
This is weird. Like, hey guys, it's me. I'm on Through Being Cool Podcast. Sitting down here with Pat Patterson.
Hey. Would you be able to look it up? I can't.
You can read it. You got
to
read
it.
These are good.
Oh, you can't take your case off? Just type in.
You can't take your fucking case off, bro?
Just type in.
What the fuck? Shut up. That was nice.
I was trying to get back to the notes, dog. What's it called? Just on YouTube?
Yeah, just type in D Devils.
Okay.
Hey, don't bust my ass about the notes, bro.
No, I was wanting you to get back. I wanted some notes. Why am I typing D David? That got me fucked up.
The David?
Hey, how about this for notes?
The David. Is it Dance with the
New
Devil?
New dog killed a chicken. Chicken's ass prolapse.
It sounds like one of those, like, new dog killed a chicken ass prolapse. A new dog killed a chicken ass prolapse. And now, grab your partner, spin him around. Chicken's ass prolapse in town. A new dog killed a chicken tonight.
I'm ready to kill the chicken so it doesn't slow down the pilgrimage.
I think this is just a fucking, like, it's like a fucking manifesto against chickens. Is that what this is? Like,
stop pulling your shoulders.
All of Wes's notes are like fucking Hitler against chickens.
Nobody's addressing his short situation.
That gets smaller and smaller.
It looks like you're wearing a unitard.
Look at my legs, motherfucker. Look at that.
How are you standing
this
up?
How are you standing up?
You got a praying mantis body.
You got a boring. Your arms are really fucking long for some reason.
But you gotta go pound for pound when you talk about incest.
Yeah, I mean, you do. You
have to incest. I thought that was going. You gotta go pound for pound when you talk about incest around here. If you're going to talk about it, you better bring something to the table. That's all
you
I'm talking about.
You never told us who jacked you off in Fight Club. It's just that you got it off in Fight Club.
Shit, I can't find that one. No, man, it's D-Devils.
Yeah, Dance with the Devil.
That's all it is. It's like 10 minutes long. It's usually the first one that pops up. It's not good.
Is this the live version?
That's all you need.
That's all we know.
I can bring you house.
Oh, we're going to get to listen to somebody showering for a second?
How much of that have you watched?
Like 5 minutes of it.
Oh, dude, I've watched
what the is it? Thing. This video?
The D-Devils.
Have you seen Rock Bitch?
That'd probably be a no.
I know, I've showed you that. The band and the girls start peeing on each other.
I like that. Hey, did I show like you that video me and Wesley used to watch of the girls shitting in the swimming pool?
Yeah.
Laying snakes out, son.
Laying snakes, hashtag point break.
They look at them turds and they're pointing at them and they're just, they can't even believe they came out of their little tiny asses.
Oh
it
my
was
God.
Fucking crazy.
I used to think that people had big butts because they couldn't poop.
I can't find them.
They just all fucking like funneled into their ass.
Oh, you were an idiot? Can
we speak on this one?
You're a stupid game.
Let's see what the D-Devils
game
got going.
One.
Look at that motherfucker's big ass.
It sounds
boobies.
Like fucking like skits in the fucking Bone Thugs and Harmony albums.
The most mind-blowing beats from hell.
Is this like a Tool-esque?
No, it's like techno.
Oh.
It's hard house.
Hard house.
How do you guys feel it?
I mean, I used to like Tool back before.
Dance with the Devil.
Dude, I love Tool.
Did you have a Tool tattoo with us?
I am a Tool.
I remember I made Shelby so mad because I said never as a band named themselves after I saw how I would describe the demographic of fans.
Yes. And even fucking, even the fucking, what's the lead singer of Tool's name?
Hey, Periscope this.
Periscope. I ain't even got Periscope on this motherfucker. Your fucking alfalfa sprout is getting it.
Somebody told me the other day that my hair is at the stage where it looks like a Lego, like Lego hair. Like a helmet.
Oh, Josh said you walked in, Josh, and he looks like a skinny Caesar.
I can't win with my hair.
Yeah, Emily said she's so sorry that she made fun of you because she feels like she made you mad.
Never.
Okay.
Oh, he was pissed.
No, he was wearing a beanie. And she's like, go ahead, take it off, Wes. Let's see. And you were like, oh, man, you're going to bust my balls like that. She's like, you look bad. You're like, oh.
I don't like it.
Listen, I deserve whatever in life happens to me. I know that.
You look good.
I mean, this has a million plus views.
Yeah, but 999,000 of us will make fun of it.
Does it ever pick up?
Does it need to? Feel the rhythm.
Get
feel
one. The
hang on, let's turn it up. Maybe this is what we're missing.
Gate 1, darkness.
It's about to pop off. I feel good.
Look around you. They're
there's
everywhere.
No, there's nothing to the song.
My guards are watching you. Gate 3. Only
it's like talking about an airport. They're telling you we're
gate 3. That's where the demons are.
Going to Florence, Alabama?
Gate 6.
That worked out so fucking well. That'll never happen again.
D.
But there's nothing to it. There's like somebody playing static and fight. Some fucking person
you
dancing.
See, that's a guy fucking painted silver.
Well, no, fight. I see the guy, but he's wearing like a fucking peacock.
The devil.
Oh, now it's happening. Oh, yeah. Did he light his hair on fire?
No.
That's what he's doing. That's exactly what he's doing. It looks like he's a giant at a UFC fight, and he's in the octagon.
I will beat a motherfucker's eyes shut.
See? It's one of those, you gotta really have the volume, you gotta feel it.
Is it real? Is that not like one of the worst things you've ever heard?
Beat a motherfucker's eyes shut to this song. Hey, Wes is so into it, it makes me into it. I feel good about it.
Yeah. You play that shit in the beginning of a war, motherfucker. People are gonna be decapitated. Have fucking fingers on a necklace.
Fingers on a necklace.
You play that. You play that. and give them fucking amphetamines. Like trucker, the no-dos that you get at the
trucker speed, man.
Yes. You get white crosses and this music, and you're like, dude, you motherfuckers would rip people's heads off and their spines would be hanging out.
We're going to come over next time. Wes is going to be like, you guys heard the new B-Double album?
And then he's like, I funded the entire Kickstarter.
No, fuck me.
I funded
again.
The entire Kickstarter. Hold on, this one is rehash that.
Yeah. The whole goddamn house.
Fuck. This album is better be dedicated. I just wanted a line in the liner notes. That's it.
Is that fine? He's staying in my house next week.
Like, is that dude actually doing the talking, or is it just all pre-recorded? And
it's
he's just
pre-recorded.
Like, hey, I'm going to go out there and exercise. That's all he's talking
about. We're going to go exercise with fire.
Right. I was telling Nick, like, what I admire the most is, like, this isn't something that you can't, like, you 30 seconds.
You can do that on the iPad.
If this starts going bad, you just got fucking good.
You got to ride it out.
You can't cut that off at the 3.5 minute mark and be like, my bad, everybody.
I'm going to be honest with you, too. The dude is bodied up. None of us in here look like that. This dude's got fucking we all work out. He's a bad motherfucker. I mean, really.
He's the devil.
What you guys don't know is that's
the devil.
Yeah, that's me. That's my diet really going to work. I have to paint myself up and wear that big-ass head thing to cover my baldness.
That's Fart Man.
That's what?
Fart
Man.
Or was it Butt Man?
Butt Man.
Butt Man, yeah.
The gates are open.
It sounds just like you. I was like, dang, it's really going. I mean, this dude...
Are you going 9 minutes on this shit?
We've already gone 6 or 7. This, I can't get over it, though. This is fucking insane.
One.
Yeah.
This is like... Nick
Minute 16. Like, jerk off to Fight Club. Demon cum is all around you.
Hashtag... I can't remember it now, so forget I said anything.
Hashtag Point Break.
Yes.
You remember the complete... The band complete that I showed you guys?
Oh, God.
Dudes, Hoogie Boogie Land and all.
Oh, yeah. Hoogie Boogie Land.
Yeah, like, this is my new Hoogie Boogie Land.
Did you ever see that video of the fucking dudes playing some, like, outside show? And he had his fucking dick flopping.
Yeah. And you
quack like a duck when you fuck. Yeah.
You sit on my chest for good luck. Yeah.
His dick is just flopping and some dude's just going up there and fucking touching it.
So imagine the guy showed up to band practice like, guys, I know you guys have the music. I got these lyrics. And they're just
can you quack?
Whatever, man.
Can you quack like a duck when you suck? Can you take all my balls in your butt or something like that?
So he's like, can you fart on my balls? Yes. For good luck. Yeah.
Sex and drugs and
this
house.
Is not interesting to anybody else but us. This whole fucking time we've been talking, it's just like, you guys remember when we talked about this?
I can argue that 90% of the things I've ever discussed have only been interesting to me.
It's so good.
It's nostalgia cast.
Right. We're building friendships and rehatching old ones.
This is the You Had to Be There edition.
We've been talking for 42 minutes, and it seems like we just started talking.
Look,
it's like, well, we're not even into the podcast. Wes got one of his lines out of his notes.
We had 5 minutes of bummer
the
town
rest
from
of them was
you.
Wes fucking talking about Colonel Sanders. He's like, well, kill this chicken. I'm going to fucking give it a seasoning and fucking fry it up.
Can you eat just the... chicken's prolapsed blood?
Listen, motherfucker, I ain't eating no chicken that just prolapsed. I'm gonna kill it and
you
throw it in the woods
you
for the coyotes.
I was gonna say, you don't eat chicken from the store anymore. I was like, you think that shit doesn't have prolapsed?
Do you
eyeballs?
Not eat chicken from the store anymore? You raise them up, you can live off 2 chicken breasts for a while?
Listen, before we go into
from
the
chicken yard.
Before we go into the chicken,
the cock yard.
This dude right here could lead an army. I'm not shitting you. Like, I hope this motherfucker don't show up at Hobby Town around those kids playing Magic the Gathering. These motherfuckers will go straight to WKU. It's done.
Yeah, when you
can get them to do anything.
Sex and drugs and house.
Sex and drugs and house.
Oh, yeah. You see them moving like that, and they want to move like that.
D-Devil can bring you sex, drugs, and house.
D-Devil. I mean, this dude, he looks like the fucking Ultimate Warrior. He's got Ultimate Warrior-esque moves.
Ultimate Warrior on fire.
He's got a rooster feather headband there.
Yeah, guys, if you've not seen D-Devils, Like, yeah, I mean,
watch the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah, because you're already having to listen to it. We've got about fucking 20 seconds left in this, so I'm gonna let it ride out.
Dude, tell you, man.
You think people are gonna try to sync it up like
on our show and just fucking play this episode with D-Devil's
like
album,
Wizard of Oz and the Wall.
You remember that D-Devil album that
you
went platinum?
About doing that for movies. Me and Nick talked about doing that too until we found out that's already a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean, Mystery Science Theater?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, me and Nick were stoked. Like, dude, let's start watching shitty movies and making fun of them. Like,
but that doesn't mean you shouldn't do it.
Oh, no. And then we were like,
yeah, remember we were
going to
do Precious?
Yeah, and you guys wouldn't let me.
Oh, yeah. I could see where the line could be drawn.
Why?
Man.
Don't make a movie see. About Grimace and not let me watch
it. Oh, my God.
Look at your face.
Hello, everyone.
You imagine the casting for that fucking movie?
Precious?
Like, yeah, here's what we need. You imagine the depressed person like, fuck, man. I'm going to try for this part. And they're like, what are you looking for? And then you have to the description.
Yeah.
Well, that's. I was listening to a podcast.
Like, hey, can you look like a walrus? It's like, I think I can do that.
It had a Danny Tamborelli on it, and he was talking about how
Danny Tanner.
Yeah, Danny Tamborelli from
Danny Tamborelli
from Pete and Pete.
Sounds like a fucking
made
up name.
He said that he's
in a band.
His first bout of clinical depression is when he didn't get a role as a cat. He didn't get cast in Heavyweight because he wasn't fat enough. He's like, oh.
I mean,
you know what it's like to be a fat kid and not get cast.
I think about that every once in a while. Like, how does that casting go for something that's like you need a fat person?
That's how exactly
it's
how
like,
it
hey, no, bring me another fat person.
Bring
in
me
here.
A good eater.
Yeah, bring
well,
me
Melissa
a good
McCarthy's
eater.
Melissa McCarthy's already stolen all the roles.
They just have to fucking bring craft services in just for the fucking tryouts. It's like,
oh, he looks rough, man.
You always got to talk shit about M.
Melissa McCarthy?
Eminem.
Fatty falls down. I talk shit about her all day, man. She's annoying as shit. Can't stand
I can't wait for the new Ghostbusters.
How about that?
Eminem?
That's her name. Melissa McCarthy, Eminem.
There it is.
I'm not big on Eminem either.
I really like his fat ass either. Start accusing people who are
just being fat. Jean-Claude Van Damme got fat, didn't he? I don't know if he's in shape or not. He quit texting me after about the first 10.
Yo, that music makes you do the Van Damme from Bloodsport. What about the fucking tower on his eyes?
What about Steven Seagal? Have you seen him lately?
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah.
the butter nature.
What is he doing anyway?
Eating.
Having a ponytail.
Being drunk.
All cool things.
If you want to know what he's up to, you can
listen
to
Danish and O'Neill. They fucking love him.
Your mom's house.
No, they talk about him too.
Oh, yeah.
See, we need to get on this ride with them. Those two are very successful podcasters. Let's just have a fucking Steven Seagal
segment. That was one
of
my notes, though. But you wouldn't let him read his notes, Kenny.
Yeah, hashtag point breaking, bitch.
we got to find a way to get these podcasts up and rolling. So I've been thinking we could start some shit with other podcasts.
They don't listen to our podcast, so they never know. he's looking fucking good.
That's a good picture.
Is that recent?
Yeah.
God, I expect him to look like Danny Trejo.
No, he's way bigger than that. He's greasy.
He has his own energy drink.
I mean, it looks like he needs to fucking drink it. Those eyes are barely open.
Yeah, go back just one photo. Show that to them.
He's a rock bitch.
Oh, fuck.
Man, they
photoshopped his chins out of that one. There's no doubt in my mind.
Stuck behind the strap.
He just pulls them back.
Oh, that's the
he's
one.
He's got a second.
His eyelids are so
chins.
Fat that he can't fucking open them. That's what it looks like.
I got a big old fat forehead.
They were God. Danish and O'Neill was doing the parodies, and you did the Famunda siege.
Yeah.
Were they asking people to do a parody?
No, did it.
See, we started doing that with some of the big shiny robot guys. Like, we'll randomly say something fucking mean to see if they catch on, and then a week later they come back with something even mean, and we're like, all right.
I know. Yeah, I want to really talk shit about people, but you kind of know those people, and I don't. And so if I were like, hey, that guy from Two Shots is really fucking, you know, whatever. And because I don't remember what it is. Oh, we did talk about him because I listened to the episode with Nick and I couldn't remember his name. And then I felt like a jackass afterwards because his name is goddamn Nick.
I'm always giving their friend Tyson shit because, like, I thought this guy was white. Like, no. Like, Tyson bought a house and went into it with a bunch of hammers and just started redoing his kitchen. They did an entire podcast. It's normally talking about comic books and just turned into, like, fixing the valves on your oven. And I was just blowing up like, what are you guys fucking doing?
What's really going on?
Somebody talk about Batman or some shit. Speaking of which, a Batman figure make its way to this trip?
No, I found it, and then I put it in a tub, and it's in the attic. Like, so now I've got to get it out of the attic.
Put it in the tub, giving him a little bath.
Did you make him punch
your
dick?
Put it in the tub, give him a little bath.
Did you make him punch your dick?
That's your little freaking... My mom watching my Batman figure.
I love when you guys pointed out that whenever we all do kids' voices, they always sound like that.
Mom, Batman figure, please. I can't get out of the tub. I'm all wet.
Everything has horrors in it for you. Yeah. Make me some macaroni.
What's the correlation between, like, I've always said that people talk to, like Asian people, like they talk to little kids because they never think that they can understand.
Oh my God.
Hello, sir. How are you? And it's just so loud and fucking, like, pronounced. It gets on my goddamn nerves. But anyway, what were you saying?
Can you see me?
I am so happy to have you in our country.
Like, yeah. I'm from Tennessee.
Are you asleep, sir?
I'm from Tennessee.
I live in Scottsville.
My name's Kevin.
I live next door. You came over.
Dude.
You are my child's christening.
Yeah. I kept asking to see my dragons.
You asked where I was hiding the dragon balls. Dragons, yeah.
I remember when I had skin cancer. That's right. I went to the dermatologist. Was this Asian dude?
Yeah.
He looked like real Asian.
What's his name?
I don't remember. But he was
probably Ken.
Yeah. No.
Ken Wong.
No, it was like. No, I don't know. But he came out. He's like, "How's it going, everybody?" And I went, "Whoa!"
Oh man.
Just this super Asian.
I've got a buddy who's Asian,
super,
and he,
super deep,
you know,
Southern accent.
Wes knows who I'm talking about. Fucking. That's badass. Wes looked.
That's badass.
That's the seal of approval. We're good on that.
I was really Southern Chinese, dude.
It's like my buddy, fucking Bede.
Yep.
Yeah, Wes always fucking Bede come in the shop, and Wes would be like, "I can't get over it. You see a fucking Asian dude."
Those retarded motherfuckers then, ran one of the best restaurants in town.
Oh, it was so good.
You're going to edit that out?
No.
I just called your friends retarded.
I've called him worse.
Okay, good deal. One of the best restaurants ever.
Pom, pom, pom.
What, Samurai?
No, Royal Thai.
You don't remember Royal Thai?
I didn't care for it. I only had it once.
Mm. You didn't care for it because you got it on the back end of that shit.
That's
you didn't
true.
Get it in its heyday.
Would you know?
Sorry, I don't know about old school Royal Thai.
Siam Thai. Yeah, exactly, man.
Dude, Siam Thai was closed when I tried to go to it.
It's done.
It's closed now for sure.
What?
For good.
Done.
Yep.
Because you guys are joking. They go home for like a month to visit their president.
Yeah, no, it was
shit.
Straight up closed. Like, yeah.
And me and Emily went there, and I was like, we walked up, and I went out loud to Emily. I was like, "Holy fucking shit. They went home." I was like, "Oh, they went home to visit the president." And Emily goes, "What the fuck?" And I was like,
"Is that Golden Week?"
And I was like, "Right." "Oh." Wes and Kenny told me, and she went, "Just think about what you're about to say." I was like, it was that day she got tattooed by. I was like, "Wes and Kenny told me that the Thailand people, they go back to visit their president." She goes, "They go to visit the president. They know the president and they get welcome to visit him." And I'm like, "Look, different cultures. I don't know."
Right, different strokes, different.
Yeah, I don't know.
Different
whatever, man.
Right.
And then the sign said, "We are closed for the month." And I was like, "Fuck, sucks." So they're just closed for good now?
Yeah, that's what Courtney said, that
I'm
they were closed for business. And I got real sad.
The Japanese go back home for Golden Week.
What is that?
They take turns peeing on each other.
I was gonna say,
it's like where everybody goes back home to where they come from. And like,
to where they pee from?
They do things like...
I think it's the same spot a lot of times.
Did you just equate Asians to dogs?
No. Well, I equated dicks to what he just said.
Oh,
that's,
they well, the first
yeah,
they,
no,
they,
Pat, that was your racism
they
coming
into a
out.
Dragon
that was your
and
inner
they
monologue.
Fly back home.
Yeah.
They turned into a dragon. Some crazy
spirited away.
Some xylophone music starts playing and they fucking fly out.
They
spirited
away.
They turn into dragons at midnight.
He got me an interview at his old job, which is mostly run by Asian people.
Yeah.
And I had
that went over well.
With like two white guys and then this table full of Asian guys and a translator. Like, I would say something, I have to wait while she translated it.
Oh, nice.
And Nick was like, "How'd the interview go?" I was like, "I think I nailed it, but at the end they threw down a smoke bomb and everybody turned into dragons." He's like, "Did you get the job?" And I was like, "I don't think so, man. They were quick."
Yeah, they were quick. They just left.
They're gone. Like, get the fuck out.
Yeah, it'd be tough. So interviews suck anyway.
Oh, dude.
But then to have them to wait and be like, "I gotta read this person and see what they're fucking thinking."
No, I would
thinking.
Say something. Like, they would not even look up, which I guess is just part of the deal. Like, I'd be talking to these two
it's
guys.
It's a cultural
here.
Thing. They're like, "Ah, yeah, we don't like Irish dudes."
You play that electric dance music for 1 million or 500,000 18-year-old white guys and give them white crosses, take them to China, and they will kill the whole country.
Jesus Christ! Who's requesting that? sense. You told me like it was like some request that I'd made. Wes looked at me and was like, hey, to take care of your problem.
What is that?
Oh, hey, man, that's Jeff. That was when I was in the
is that the lemon party?
When I was on vacation.
Is that the lemon party you were talking about?
Every like store that sold touristy shit had a bunch of cocks that were flasks.
But they're not dildos. They're just
they're
flasks. They're hard cocks.
And on the back side of them, where the you know where the balls are, there's a pussy.
So you could fuck these dicks?
Yeah. I mean, you can fuck anything.
I mean, yeah, if you put your mind to it, if you believe in yourself, you can really fuck anything.
Like, job interviews are weird. I'll tell you what's not weird. You get a bunch of white kids.
Yeah.
And, play the dance music, and you give them white crosses.
And they send them crosses. The, yeah. And then genocide.
And you take the Orient back.
Yeah. What are white crosses?
They're fucking trucker speed.
No nose, with a yellow jacket. I remember in high school, it took a yellow jacket before a soccer game.
Thought your heart.
Dude, that shit is no fucking joke.
As soon as the game was over, I was looking around at my teammates like, you okay? I was like, I think I'm dying.
Right. Somebody take me to the hospital.
You took yellow jackets and drank a cappuccino from MAPCO?
No, I mean, Tennessee.
From Delta Express.
No, so we got Amoco's in Tennessee.
That's true. Tiger Mart. Yeah.
Tiger Marks? You were talking about interviews. Why were you talking about interviews?
No, because it'd be fucking crazy weird to like have to, because you have to play off the room, right? You don't want to just go in there and see some people just like deadpan and not giving a fuck about what you're talking about, because you have to kind of keep that momentum going, right? So you're saying something and then somebody else is translating it to somebody that's looking at the fucking table. I would tank that interview and I would leave. I would get up. I would just leave. There's no way.
You two on this side of the table, me on this side of the table, pretty much going, oh yeah, we got your resume here. So
did they expect you to like look at them?
No, I was talking to these guys and they were just, because what happened is like I'm talking to you guys like right like this, and then behind me is another table. And that's where we're having the interview. The Asian people come in and sit down. I'm like, yeah.
At the other table?
Behind me. And I'm like, yeah. So, you know, and then I'm like, I look behind my back and they're like, no, it's fine. She's going to translate. And I was like, okay. So they're behind me and I'm talking to you like, yeah, I used to work here and there and I got this kind of experience and I'm doing
I used to work here and there and you know.
Like, underneath everything I hear, I just hear like, ding, ding, doo, wah, wah, ding, 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 ding,
ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding, ding.
And then she'd be done, and then you just hear, like, everybody taking notes, like, putting out hieroglyphics or something.
Should have got up and tickled them.
What?
Should have got up and tickled them. Why
did you make a big ass?
Turn around. Tell you what else I'm good at. Let me get at you.
Just turn around and be like, pay attention to me. Get them under their armpits so they're really like.
Under their armpits. Like, they're a fucking animal. It's a baby. That's what I'm saying. Everybody equates Asian people and babies. That's what I'm saying. I've always thought that.
You think you're that motherfucker. You're going to remember. He's going to remember you.
Fucking
like a weird self-sucked vet. I know two things. I love flowers, and then some bitches look at it.
And some of them little girls got dicks. Y'all better watch out. You leave like a fucking Reese's Pieces trail like in E.T. because you think that they're going to fucking come to you.
They ain't got no titties. They got dicks where the pussy should be.
Right. They were all the way across the world. I don't understand that culture.
God, talking about Japan or Thailand?
Or any of them, I guess. I don't know.
They don't see so well in the dark. They got sideways vaginas. And they love a tickle.
Just give them a good tickle. Pop over here and get them underneath the armpits one good time. They're going to love you for the rest of your life.
I've listened to a bunch of Koreans and Filipino people on podcast.
I'm tired of it.
No, when's gonna be my time, goddammit?
But they talk about how white people treat them, and we're kind
of like babies.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
No, but I'm like, well, when they bitch about white people. It's like most of their audience is white people, because white people are
the only ones that can afford the Wes, that's racist and shit.
You co-opt everything to the point where it's not cool anymore.
What do you mean?
Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris co-opted Kung Fu from the 70s.
I know. That's like, hey,
he's the best. I'm like, he fucking sucks. Yes. He's the Elvis Presley of action movies.
He's Chuck
Norris in real life would choke your fucking life away. Like, you would see your soul leave.
He'd still be stealing
he's a legitimate.
Some homeless guy down the street could probably choke my life away.
Somebody's quick enough.
Doesn't make him better than Bruce Lee.
You gotta be more confident than that.
It's all about fighting is 90% confidence, 10% getting that ass knocked the fuck out.